And I think there's a little bit of floundering here that I think may be creative and healthy. Mm. We are in a different world. None of us fully know how the next 6 months are going to work out. I think for the Republicans, there's one absolute total imperative, and that is to pass a tax cut by Thanksgiving. And I think Trump has every reason to be worried that they won't be able to do it.
Okay, Congressman Jim Jordan, welcome back. What do you think about Newt Gingrich? Are you as worried as Newt on this tax cut by Thanksgiving?
Yeah, fine. Tell me what the rates are.
No idea.
The bracket's going to be on the personal side. You know what the corporate rate's going to go to? You know what repatriation rate's going to go to? So, you know, maybe I said this the other day, maybe instead of taking a 6 week break, we should have actually stayed here and worked. My guess is your listeners would say maybe congressmen shouldn't go home for 6 weeks. They should actually stay and work on the things we elected them to accomplish. Instead, we took the longest non-election year break in over a decade. So, yeah, I'm a little worried, but then that's why we're pushing in the Freedom Caucus. That's why we said don't go home. Called for it 10 weeks ago to stay here and work. But here we are. So let's get busy and let's make some decisions.
Having said that, and we agree, and I wholeheartedly agree, and a lot of other people said the same thing as you in Congress, but you're not in leadership enough. Well, at least they weren't paying attention to you. But, Congressman, if you walked into the chairman of Ways and Means, Kevin Brady's office, would he show you what we have so far? Will he show you what the Senate has so far? Will he show you what Steve Mnuchin has so far?
I don't know, but they certainly haven't showed us. We met with Mr. Mnuchin and Mr. Cohn at the White House last week. Mark Meadows and I did. They're pushing hard. But we need a bill. You know, we need to show us. Let's just show. This is the old, you remember the old Wendy's commercial, where's the beef? Where's the beef? Where's the bill? You know, we've held off on putting together our own plan because we keep being told there's going to be a plan. But here we are 9 months into this session. I mean, think about it. In 9 months, you can play an entire NFL season and half of another, but you can't put together a tax bill? So let's cut taxes. Let's do what the American people elected us to do. Show us the mixed metaphors here. What's the Tom Cruise movie? Show us the money. Show us the bill. So that's what we're pushing for. We'd like to see the rates. We'd like to see what's happening. Then you can have a debate. Then you can make the bill better, take the case to the American people, and actually get something done for them.
Can you actually the bill that's got to pass the Senate? I know you're a House member, but the bill that's going to have to the Senate is going to need 60 votes, correct? Unless it's deficit neutral, neutral. So that's what the border tax was about, which no one wanted. So it's out.
Of course.
So do you need 60 votes, or is there a plan out there?
No, you can use the same technique, the same vehicle that we attempted to use in healthcare, which is called reconciliation. And it doesn't have to be revenue neutral if as long as you make the tax cuts, some of those temporary, which would be for a 10-year time period. But 10 years in 10 years in taxes is not really temporary. That's pretty strong tax policy. Is in essence what George Bush did back in the early part of his administration, made the personal tax cuts temporary. Most of them stayed in place even after the 10 years was up. So that's what I'd be – because revenue neutral, Brian, never forget this revenue neutral concept. This is a fancy way of saying the tax burden stays the same. You just shift around who pays what. And in that scenario, what always happens is the connected class with all the big shot lobbyists, they get a good deal and middle class – taxpayers, middle-class families get the shaft. And so I'm against this revenue neutral. Since when did letting you keep more of your money somehow become a cost to the government?
I've
never adopted that premise. So let's forget that. Let's just design a good tax code to let you keep more of your money.
Where's the rubber hit the road for Jim Jordan, who's a member of the Freedom Caucus and known as very conservative? What rate do the corporate rate have to be? What about the upper tax bracket?
I'm for what President Trump's for. I'm for a 15% corporate rate because that is really conducive to firing up this economy even more than it already is, to producing economic growth, to growing GDP. So I'm for the lowest rate. I'm for a 15% rate if that's what we can get to. And on the personal side, just let families keep more of their money. Go to a simpler, flatter fare. Go to three brackets. Lower the rates. Let middle-class families keep their money to spend on their kids, their grandkids, their goals, their dreams. That's pretty basic. And, you know, when you do all that, you get phenomenal growth, and that growth will help us get back some of the revenue you lose in the short term, and then do what politicians should be doing, what we're supposed to be doing in Congress, particularly today, when the debt just hit $20 trillion today. Why don't we cut some spending in other areas? That's what I think the American people elected us to do.
I think you're right. First, you got to pass a budget. Where's the budget process at?
Well, we're all for passing a budget, but show us the bill, because here's the thing. We did this on health care. they said, pass the budget because we got to repeal Obamacare. We pass a budget, and then they give us this mishmash of a bill that we had to debate and change dramatically to make it a better bill when it left the House. And we, in the Freedom Caucus, 32 out of 34 of us voted for that, but we had to make so many changes. So we said, look, fool us once, shame on you. Fool us twice, shame on us. So let's see the tax bill, then we'll vote for a budget, but we want to see what's on the other side here. Show us what the bill is going to be first. Then we'll say, okay, now we'll approve this budget. We'll perfect that bill. But if we pass the budget first, we don't know what we're going to get. We don't know what kind of bill. So show us the money, show us the beef, and then we'll move forward.
I want you to hear Steve Bannon talk about DACA, which you guys are going to have to address within 6 months.
I'm worried about losing the House now because of DACA. And my fear is that with this 6 months downrange, if we have another huge, if this goes all the way down to its logical conclusion in February and March, it will be a civil war inside the Republican Party that will be every bit as vitriolic as 2013.
Do you agree with that?
Well, I do focus on one simple thing. A central piece of this election on November 8th, that President Trump in the White House and elected Republicans was, we need to secure the border. We need to build a border security wall. So this DACA, I think if it becomes the catalyst to get that, to get what the American people demanded in last November's election, then it's a positive thing. But this thing had to change. Remember, you got to remember the background here. President Obama knew that this was unconstitutional. He said that this DACA executive order was unconstitutional several times, but he did it anyway, and he did it in 2012 because he thought it would help him politically in his reelection campaign. President Trump said, the courts are going to rule against this. I'm going to give a six-month off-ramp for this, and let's get it fixed. Congress always functions under deadlines, but let's use it to do what the American people demanded we do, which is the border security wall.
And lastly, Congressman, can you tell me if you're getting personally nervous that the president has three Democrats over tonight for dinner and had a deal with Nancy and Chuck last week?
No, I'm not. I mean, frankly, we didn't present any good options on the debt ceiling agreement because we didn't stay here and put together a plan like we demanded in the Freedom Caucus. But the focus is, if you're focused on getting done what the American people elect you to do, I'll work with anybody. I mean, I'll work with Democrats, Republicans, Independents. I'll work with anybody as long as it's consistent with what the American people demanded on November 8th, what they elected us to do. I always say this all the time. We make this job way too complicated.
Congressman,
our job's pretty basic. Do what you said.
Yep. Congressman Jim Jordan, thanks so much.
Thanks, Brian. Take care.